Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad that you're getting used to the schedule also. And tonight we especially want to continue to pray for various things. But tonight especially, Lord talks about renewal of youth and healing of sicknesses and diseases that especially come through your aging processes. That God wants to touch and heal you. So we're going to teach on that area. And I don't think we will do a 2 week straight or 3 week straight meeting again. I've been working nonstop since July. I hardly have a Sabbath day. I violated the Sabbath day law with Saturday, even I have meetings. But this is one of the last times we're going to work in that manner. But we do it because of the vision of the Lord. And once it complete, I'm going to talk to the Lord in various areas of what we can push and what we could sense as we move along, including the crusades that we're going to do all over Asia. So we're going to flow with a different flow because we're concentrated 3 solid weeks on Singapore. And it's up to Singaporeans to respond. When a meeting is done in your country, it is a blessing. We could have done these 3 weeks of meeting in any other part of the world. So remember that. We could have chosen any spot and done a meeting and gone by the Lord. But it's because of the Lord's mercy and grace that He wants to deposit upon those in Singapore. Because the Lord says you have been faithful, you have done different things. And so that's why in these meetings, we seek to impart as much as we can of the spirit, of the understanding, of the teachings, of the energizing that God has upon your life. As I look in the midst of us, I realize that different ones of you who have prayed for different areas and all those things, none of you exactly new here. And so we still continue in the miracle services. But I do know and could sense and pick up various things that some of you are going through and in which the Spirit of the Lord wants to touch to renew. And of course, tonight we especially pray for you. We're going to pray for you, we've forgotten you, and what God has given to you. And thank you for being the Lord and coming tonight especially. And especially the Lord is going to renew the areas of your nerve connection tonight and speed up a lot of things in your life. His mercies are great upon your life. And so we need to continue to flow with the Lord and that which God wants to do in our lives tonight. Oops, low battery. Okay, I'm sure you're going to survive this low battery thing. But tonight we want to look at what I call renewal of youth. And there are some principles that are involved in that. So let's look at the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Psalms 103. As you look at the book of Psalms 103, yeah. Let's continue pressing into the things of God. I know that sometimes when I have a 7 day meeting or 6 days meeting, I do not take appointments. But even then on Sunday, we stretch to have different people appointments. But you understand in the future that I'll be polite and say, no, I'm not taking any other appointments on Saturday or any other days. But I do exceptional cases. But there's so many exceptional cases that as we grow and we grow in numbers, I'm going to not make an exception and say that's a fixed rule and that's it in order to flow. Either you come for the meetings or you have a time here and there or we don't. But let's flow into the things of God. Now, under normal pastoral meetings where we only have the regular Sundays or Thursdays and Friday, that's nothing. Or where we have 7 days in a stretch. And so understand that the demands of pastoral care has to be reduced and you have to seek various other means. But I still continue to take care of the sheep wherever I can in various areas. So it's good to have these type of meetings, but I realize whenever we have meetings, the responsibility rests upon me. Everybody does their part. Musicians do their part. Ushers do their part. Everybody do their part. And everybody does their part. But the responsibility is upon me to hear what God wants to do, to exactly impart accordingly, or to bring forth and birth forth different things. Thank God for those who see visions and those who do various things. But everyone needs to be able to obey what the Lord has and flow in the fullness of that. And we encourage you to continue to flow in that. And so we thank God for musicians who understand that tonight I'm not going to lead that much worship, so I let them worship as much as they can. And so here we are, Psalms 103. In verse 1 to 3, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, this is not the only passage, because I don't think we have ever taught on this series before. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, even in these 2 weeks, as I say, I like to minister to all the needs of everyone, including praying for the sick and all the various things. But I always take into account people who are present in a different meeting, and sensing each soul and each heart, we are flowing with what God wants to deposit in each one of you who came for the miracle service, praying for others, but you yourself are whole and healed, and you don't really need that much of a miracle, but then you still need renewal in your life. So that applies to 100% to all of us. Psalms 40, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now it's important to understand the role of the eagle, which is illustrated here. There's something peculiar or particular about the eagle, which many of us who do not know eagles well will not realize. I think one of my friends, Carl Stringer, wrote a book on eagles and done some research on eagles. It doesn't necessarily apply to all species, but there is a particular species which I believe the book of the book of Psalms and Isaiah refer to, which is there is a renewal of the feathers of an eagle in a certain stage of an eagle's life. It's not exactly the same like humans, but I will illustrate with humans. How when human babies are born, we have the first set of teeth. The first set of teeth is called the milk teeth. And unless the milk teeth drops off, the other real set cannot come. And so there is a stage when the milk teeth starts dropping out, and then the real teeth start growing out. So in that manner, and you'll find that as we teach through this series, and God always uses people as a sign, that I know and I really see in vision what's happening on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And most people will be concentrating on a Friday or Thursday, and at the last minute as they want to catch into the miracle of God before we continue. Before miracle service end. But today is a Monday, and many people are just taking it easy to slide into, because they say we still got 4 days of miracle services. And that's the thought pattern that is picked up. And but yet today is special. And each day that we come before the Lord is a special day. And you will also see that there will be a strength and renewal taking place in each one of your heart, each one of your body. In the eagles, one of the things about the renewal strength of the eagles is that there is a certain time in an eagle's life when they change a new set of wings. And then they will go into a quiet, sheltered place. Most likely it could be a very high nest, or sometimes in some cleft of a rock, or perhaps in some safe area, cave or whatever, where they will begin to shed some of their feathers. Now, some animals shed. You know, I own a very big dog and it sheds every summer. The amount of fur I could gather could make a big coat. But I didn't get around to do that. It's just too messy to make a big coat, although that will make a very nice coat. But eagles, at a certain stage in their life, they renew their wings. And then during the stage of renewal, the feathers would naturally drop off. But there are some feathers that are slightly more stubborn, and sometimes the eagle has to go and pull out the feathers. And you wonder why the eagle is doing that. It's because as long as the quote-unquote milk teeth is there, the other set of teeth cannot come. It's like as long as the old set of feathers is there, the new set cannot grow out. In fact, by it remaining, it will prevent the new feathers from growing forth. So there is a process in an eagle's life when that is a painful time in an eagle's life. And yet, the Bible shows forth the renewal of the eagle as a renewal of youth, which brings you to principle number one. In order for you to reach and tap on the power of God renewing your youth, you must be willing to push yourself to your limit. If you have reserve strength 10%, 20%, 30%, and you have not used up all of your strength, and as you know, human strength is more or less like renew after a rest. We exercise to a limit, and then you rest. And by the next day, or the next 2 days, or 3 days, you felt like, you know, oh, you need another round of exercise because your muscles have rested. Now, we all know that something is gained when the muscles are stretched. The only way you and I can grow muscles is to push the muscles to the limit. Today, there's a lot of scientific study on muscles. And one of the things is that if the muscle just warm up, it doesn't grow muscles. So warming up exercises do not put on muscles. You do not gain muscle weight. In order to gain muscle weight or develop muscles, whether they be cardiovascular exercises or physical external exercise, to actually put weight on the muscles that are the structural part of your body, the muscles need to be pushed until it begins to secrete a certain acid that makes you feel the soreness in your muscles. And only when your muscles are pushed to the level where you feel a little bit of that soreness, then after the muscles are rested and all the acid is dissipated, the muscle kicks in what I call a renewal, where it began to grow new muscles, new tissues. And over time, as you gradually do that, of course, it's dangerous to overpush, because you could injure yourself. You could, your muscles need, like, it's like faith. Muscles, the muscle of faith need to be gradually stretched. You cannot just suddenly overnight stretch it beyond what it could contain or take, and you will have muscular atrophy and damage. But that process is necessary in order to reach not just a warm-up, but to push it to the level where the muscle reaches limit. Maybe none of us will know 100% of the limit, but you begin to feel the limit in your exercises when you begin to feel the strain, when you begin to feel the tiredness in your muscles, then you know you have stretched your muscles. Not just warm up your muscles, you stretch your muscles. And by stretching, even after it's rested, it will never be the same again. At the next round, it gets stronger and it builds on itself and new muscular fibers are formed. I like to bring that illustration into the renewal of youth area. That only when you have actually brought forth the fullness of whatever strength you have to maximize it in, of course, doing God's perfect will, to use it in the Lord. The more you have, the more you use, the more is multiplied. Whatever you have, if you use very little, you will never reach a point where it stimulates the growth that is there. Renewal is like a growth process. It is like a growth that grows new tissues, new muscles inside you. And so the renewal of the youth requires that. Let me give an example. Besides the eagle, and we have in the Bible the Apostle Paul. And in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, remember how Paul's body was stretched to the limit. His body had endured physical abuse and persecution like no other people. And while we are at chapter 12, just look at the chapter before. This is the amount of physical abuse his body has gone through for the sake of the Lord. Not that he purposely go through those things. In verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. He says, I am more. In labors, more abundant. So when it comes to zeal for the Lord, Paul worked harder than anybody else. And in stripes, above measures. He didn't mention the 5 times 1, but he did say there are some uncounted stripes that he has received. Say, what are those among them? When he say later on that from the Jews he received 5 times 39 stripes, he did not include the stripes he received from the Gentiles. Well, you think only 39 times 5 good enough? Remember, in the book of Acts 16, Paul was weak together with Silas before they were put into prison and they were still singing in the Lord. Those stripes are not counted among the from the Jews. Those are from the Gentiles. And that is the part where he says, in stripes above measure. In prisons more frequently, in deaths often. Yeah, death threats to his life. In verse 24, from the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. These are 39 times 5. Many of us think it's only 39 times 5. It's more than that. Paul didn't count those who didn't measure. Because to the Jews, they the Jews counted 39 stripes. Gentiles don't count. So Paul did not keep count of those things. And it says here, 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, and he was given up for dead. 3 times he had been shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. It means it must have been shipwrecked and floating somewhere soaked in salt water. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil. Look at Paul. Now, the word weariness implies someone who work until they have no strength. Weariness is equal to tiredness. he work until he must have fallen asleep. Or whatever, he might pray until he fell asleep. And he prayed as much as he could. And he says, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, sometimes he didn't get to sleep. In hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, the concern of the church upon his life. Now, included in all these things, besides the psychological burden he bear and the spiritual burden, can you see his body has been through a lot? That physical body called the Apostle Paul, or the temple, or the body of the Apostle Paul, has been through a lot. A lot of people, they just go through one tenth of what Paul went through, a really pink son, half dead, given up, don't do anything more. Paul went through all those things, and he got so much more to bring forth. And in Paul's life, when he had received an abundance of revelations, there was a fallen angel in verse 7 that came to buffet him, came to torment him. Whatever this form of torment was, it did have an impact on the physical. Because of the word infirmities, which apply to physical weaknesses. So whatever impact it had a physical element. There was a spiritual buffeting, there's a psychological buffeting, that God permit only for a season. Now you might ask, why did God allow it? The answer is found in this chapter. Because some of you have been stretched to your limit. Some of you have been stretched to the utmost. And you wonder, where is Jesus in all these things? He is still around. And when Paul, in the midst of battling or wrestling against his fallen angel, he says in verse 8, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And all the Lord said is, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, he says, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. What did Paul receive? He received a renewal of his strength and his youthfulness at this point. There was something that took place in his physical body. This is 2 Corinthians. Paul went on to live many, many years. He did not die of sickness or disease. He was martyred. No disease could slaughter him. No ailment could stop him. Only because Jesus allowed him to be a martyr. And then he died a martyr. And he knew when he was going home. 2 Timothy tells us he knew when his time was up. Philippians tells us in chapter 1, he knew when his time was not up. So something happened to the Apostle Paul's body at this stage because he was pushed to the limit. And he reached out to God in the midst of that. The fact that he cried out 3 times means he reached his limit. Already. The first time he cried, there was probably no answer. Second time he called unto God, there was still no answer because God wants to watch him reach the limit. This is almost like the story of Smith Wigglesworth. When Smith Wigglesworth says, no knife shall be upon his physical body. When he walked with God in his faith, we read on many things that he overcame. But among the greatest stories of Smith Wigglesworth is how he suffered kidney stones over several years. And during that time that he was suffering from it, he refused to take any medication. And we don't advise it for everyone unless your faith level is there. And because he was a preacher of faith, and anyone who has kidney stones will know how painful it can be. When he was going through that phase, he never once complained. He continued to preach the word. He continued to announce the gospel. And in his biography, it is noted that there were sometimes he would preach in the pulpit. And then he'll say, "Excuse me." And he'll run to the toilet and pass out a stone. And then he'd come back and continue the sermon without beating an eyelid. Anyone who has passed out a kidney stone, you know how painful that is. Now, look at Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was a real man. He is not a makeup story. He just lived a couple of hundred years ago or so by now, in the earlier 20th century. But he's a real man and started as a plumber who believed the word of God and believed that the word is enough for him. If the word is true, and as I say, the kingdom of God is here. If you believe it tonight, it is yours. And tonight, we will still see miracles and see what God, how great our God is in all. But tonight, we want to preach a message and minister to all too. Talk about renew the youth. That the first thing, and that applies also to miracles. You know how sometimes people are not really ready for miracles? Let me apply as a crossover. There is a perfect timing for even a miracle to take place. And sometimes people are not ready because their full trust is not on Jesus yet. They come to Jesus just to try out. Usually they will have that measure of their healing because Jesus loves them and have compassion. But look at the miracles in the Bible. Of course, there are some signs that Jesus went out to do signs. When the woman with the issue of blood came to Jesus in Mark chapter 5, do you know that was her last resort? The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, and let's cross-reference to that, because the fact of using all our energy for God and the usage of God, then God renews your energy supernaturally. It's like renewing of youth. And the same way applies to a miracle in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. That is the story of Jesus on the way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. And he said in verse 25, "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. That's a long time suffering. 12 years she had been suffering this condition and problem. And has suffered many things from many physicians." I mean, she went to many doctors. And in those days, their treatment is not as good as today, where today's doctors have more skill and more scientific application. Long, long ago, part of their treatments were not based on science. Sometimes you look at the olden way of healing. Remember how sometimes there's some things, people with different things, they just drill a hole and leave it there in the thing, it's almost like, you know, horrifying. And she suffered many things. And we always work with doctors, and we believe that when your healing is not manifested yet, by all means, take the best medical means to relieve yourself, and while you believe in God's word. And he says, she has spent all that she had. Many people forgot this statement. Do you know she ran out of money? Look, it says she spent all that she had. 12 years. Her bank account was empty, if there was a bank account. She spent all her money. And she was no better. In fact, she grew worse. So I could imagine her sitting at home wondering, what else can I do? Don't forget, 12 years. And not just a physician, many physicians. Whenever, think about the psychology of what she went through. She must have sought one physician after another. Just like many of you who have fought sickness and disease. Some of you are hearing this message. You pray, and then you try this and try that. And some people, they hear something good and they try. They hear this diet good, they try. Everything, desperate. She had 12 years and many chances to get the best physical help. In those days, there were quite a few good naturopaths, I would say, who had quite experience in herbology. Maybe she tried all of them, and it didn't help. And with all this trying, it means a lot of money spent, a lot of effort. Maybe sometimes she could go to those places, sometimes she has to send people there. Other times, she has to bring them, send money to bring them to her house. We do not know. But she ran out of money. She ran out of time. It is now worse than before. She could die easily. Any doctors will tell you that by that state, she could die. Especially if it gets worse and you're losing blood all the time. And there's no way to stop the blood. In those days, you know, they don't have those treatments. A lot of things now we can treat, like leprosy we can treat today. It's a curable sickness. But long, long ago, even leprosy was incurable. So we realize here that by the time, we do not know what's the time. See, we assume that just when she cannot get better, then she hear about Jesus. Who knows? She might have been hopeless for a while. She was resigned to her fate. A person like that, you know what psychological things a person will go through? By that time, a person will resign to dying. Says, there's no more chance. There's no more physical hope. All the best doctors have been consulted. All the best treatments have been done. Plus, there's no more money to do any more thing. By that time, there was what I call a desperation. Something inside that says, she heard about this Jesus, and there's something in her that says, this Jesus, I can never use money to ask him to come to my place. This Jesus does not need money or does not take money for healing. This Jesus, I must go and find him and meet him. This Jesus doesn't just come to you. This Jesus, she got no contact of anyone. She has to go and find this Jesus. And in her condition, she went out looking for this Jesus after she heard where he was. We do not know how much distance she has to travel. But she said, when she heard about Jesus, she found him in a crowd. There was no way to get near. She believed in the word, she believed in the gospel. And she said, if I may just touch his clothes, I add these words, I know I shall be made well. Something in her belief, something in her said, this is my only chance. That's why sometimes I prefer to do miracle services in a new fresh country where you only got 2-3 days. And then whatever people want here, they come for that. But of course, through the years and with international transport, Catherine Kuhlman did miracle service in a shrine auditorium, and people travel all over the world for those miracles. But there's a certain atmosphere created. People were going there by the thousands to be healed, so that there's not enough seats in the auditorium. But people have a hunger for that. You create the same kind of atmosphere in this end time outpouring with this message that God has, you will get astounding miracles. And with the four angels working and the three spirit beings, you will definitely get outstanding miracles. Which is why sometimes when I fellowship, I talk to some of you, I say, look, sometimes you have people, I would say preachers who have done faith healing miracle services in Africa or India or in other places, and then they come to Singapore, they don't get many miracles. Because the society in Singapore is different. Or you go to America, it is also different. In some cities, there's a spirit of unbelief that is very thick. Whereas when you go to a village or a certain place where people's faith are simpler, and also their medical services are not as great, and they depend on miracle healing because they just don't have money to go to doctors. And in spite of the greatness of the miracles, when they come into a city like Singapore, no matter how big the crowd, the miracles are still quite nominal because the spirit of unbelief and questioning is still strong. Even though we are a very small little group, the type of miracles that have been done, the type of power of healing that has been demonstrated is greater than a lot of those who have other miracles in other places. And that's why I say, if you could succeed in Singapore to bring miracles, you can go to any country in the world, especially a third world country, and you will see greater miracles because you're able to raise the faith level. So know that even though we might be a small group in this little place, and we are here doing miracle services because the Lord wants to bless COG Singapore. Otherwise, we might have done this miracle service in any third world country and have a bigger crowd. But we are doing it here to bless Singapore COG and complete this part that God has spoken. And because the faith level and the teaching level that we have given is right where in line with the laws of the spirit of life, you will receive your miracle and the things that God has for your life. But to receive something from the Lord, sometimes it takes all your trust in Him. Now, you can always do your best in every area. You can do your best if you're consulting some TCM or natural healing or treatment or some medical thing, whatever. But at the point when you come for prayer or for the miracle, You need to put all your faith that you know. And Jesus will finish whatever level you don't have. To trust that this can be it. This is it. I will trust my faith to this prayer of healing. When you could turn that switch on, it allows God to do His miracle. And that's what's necessary for renewal of youth, to be able to reach a point where your natural energy would have gone, but you rely on God at a higher level. And when you apply that to healing, sometimes person is not ready to receive the healing yet because they are not at a place where they're giving, saying, I believe Jesus is my only chance. Without Him, I don't think I can ever get better. I'm resigned to a life of sickness or ailment. But I believe that Jesus can do that. And at that point, like I say, it doesn't necessarily take hours of faith. That microseconds of faith is all we need for God to puncture through all the unbelief and bring a miracle into your life. Touch you, then after that, you'll find believing easy because you have been touched. And you're established in Him. Second point, a renewal of you, which you can also apply to healing, is in the word kwava in the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, the word wait on the Lord in Isaiah chapter 40, in verse 31, those who wait on the Lord, it's not the normal Hebrew word wait. It's not the normal Hebrew word wait. There are other Hebrew words for wait. But this Hebrew word wait, the primary root is to bind together, to join together, to collect together. In fact, it's the same Hebrew word when it says in Genesis chapter 1, God gathered the waters together. He didn't use the word wait. It has been used for the word together. See, you have in Genesis 1, verse 9, I just punch it for you. Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together. Can you see the word together? Together is the word wait. That's the word wait. And we don't have time to show you the other Hebrew words for wait, but you see that they're all different words. It have, of course, have been translated waited, but it has that sense of being gathered together. And it's been translated in Psalms several times in the word wait. And then there's expectancy, expect, hope. But the strongest word of the root word is the word wait that you see in Jeremiah chapter 3:17. The throne of the Lord, the Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord. All the nations shall be gathered to it. It's not all nations shall be wait on it, gathered. The root word kwava, and the new meaning here is a Q-A-W-A. The old Romanization was Q-A-V-A-H, kwava. And it means to gather together. So part of renewal of the youth is to be gathered together into your spirit so that your body is joined together with your spirit in a greater measure. So why is that necessary? I'll show you a reason why. The connection between your soul and your spirit is obvious, but the connection between your spirit and your soul is a necessary part. And I like to point to that in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26. James chapter 2, verse 26. Okay, it's there. For as the body without the spirit is dead, So faith without works is dead. It says that right now your body is alive because your spirit is there. If your spirit leaves your body right now, your body will drop down and die. No matter whether it's full health and without sickness or disease, your body is being sustained by your spirit. So key number two, key number one is to reach the maximum use of your body to reach its full capacity. And as you push to the full capacity, God gives more, the renewal, like the eagle. And then the second is to be able to join, let your body be conscious of your spirit dimension more than your physical dimension. Which is why I said, you know, even though I know I'm going to take a break in November, really good break, I would have enough energy to preach on tonight, on and on, and have another all night if you like to. But whether you guys can have enough energy is my concern is whether you got enough energy, not whether I have enough energy. Because there's a way to tap into the spirit so that even if your body is tired, your body is still sustained by the spirit. There's a way to tap into the spirit so that even if your soul is tired, yet your soul and your body is tapping on the strength of the spirit. And it is happening because if it's not happening, you would be dead right now. Your body is tapping on the things of the spirit. A realization of that helps you to be energized because then you're connected correctly. It is almost like preaching or singing. The correct way to sing or to speak or to project your voice, like I'm telling some of the young ones, and I say, look, you know, when you guys finish, I lead song, I preach, I lead song, then preach, and then sometimes I lead song for an hour, sometimes half an hour, and then sometimes you see on prayer meetings, I sometimes play the piano for solid 2 hours, from the time we start to the time we end. And where does all this energy come from? And it's learning to tap on the spirit. And not just rely on the strength of your muscles or your body, but to tap on the strength that is in your spirit. Because when you're weak, then are you strong, like Paul says. But a realization of how your body can join. See, the word quava is to be joined together with your spirit. It's an important part. Now, this is what happens. Like, let's say we're on a fast right now. Some of you are on a fast and you feel a bit tired. Sometimes, then until you eat something and maybe you don't have a chance to eat something. These weeks have been so busy, I don't even have time sometimes to think about eating. But then when you need a strength, you pause for a moment and either in a prayer or in worship, you turn yourself on to the dimension of the spirit. And it all has to do with your consciousness. You move your consciousness into the spirit realm and not the physical realm. From the natural realm, you move it into the physical realm. Now, when you feel the tiredness of your body, your consciousness is in your physical. So what you do is you move that consciousness into the spirit. Now, on the way to the spirit, your consciousness is more or less by free choice of your will, move into that dimension, and you said, like, I'm not going to just feel the body. Of course, you don't purposely push it. I'm talking about in the line of duty of God's work. You need to rest where you need to rest, but where necessary, then you do God's work supernaturally. And it could be like, you know what your body is feeling, but you move into the dimension of the spirit and you begin to do the spiritual things. One of the things is praying in the spirit, singing in the spirit, worshiping the spirit. And you become more conscious of your spirit. As you're conscious of your spirit, you could tune on to it. Now, at first you start with doing something in the spirit, like praying in tongues, reading the word of God, or doing something spiritual. something that involves your spirit. You know, when you read the Bible, it has to involve your spirit. When you pray in tongues, it has to involve your spirit. When you worship, your spirit has to be involved in some manner. So you do something that involves your spirit, and while it's involving your spirit, you tap on that overflow. After a while, you don't have to do anything. You can just move your consciousness. Like right now, that's another thing. I just switch my consciousness and I just receive a recharge. And there it comes again. So there is, once you're conscious of your spirit, you constantly know how to recharge yourself from the spirit. Your body knows how to recharge itself. And as your body begins to recharge itself, because the energy comes from your spirit and not your natural body, it has the element of renewing your youth. It's so much better to recharge from the spirit than recharge in the natural. And you can work on and on as long as you're in the line of duty doing God's work. I'm not telling people to do this and then you go and do all your worldly stuff or things that are not in line with the world. Of course, if you're working hard, earning a living for your family, all this is in the line of duty, you can tap on that. But now, this is definitely not for someone who tap on this energy of God and go and run and do things for the devil or, you know, just enjoy themselves in the devil's kingdom or whatever. But there is this for you that you could tap upon and renew the energizing and that energizing and to help you, because I don't think you're at one stage where you can just be conscious and switch your consciousness. I could just switch my consciousness. There it comes again. And each time there's a flow from your spirit and you can switch your consciousness and continually you have an unending supply of God's energy for you to do whatever the Lord asks you to do. And as you tap on the energy that is from your spirit, it is more powerful. It actually changes your soul along the way, changes your body. There is one time when Jesus felt very tired because he reached his maximum, even his physical body. And he was also hungry. The Bible in John chapter 4 tells you that when he came near to where the woman at the well was, he was weary from a journey. So his body had reached its limit. And he was hungry. So his natural body was feeling the need for food. So the disciples decided to go to town and buy some food. While the disciples were there, Jesus was also thirsty. I mean, you're hungry, you're also thirsty. So Jesus came to this woman at a well and said, give me a drink. He didn't say anything else. It shocked the woman because Jews normally don't talk to Samaritans. That's why Jesus used the Samaritan story about your neighbor. And she was shocked because culturally she says, who are you? Jew talking to me? You're talking to me. And then Jesus continued the conversation in John chapter 4 and said, he knew who he is who speaks to you. Ask for him living waters and you will never thirst again. Oh, she was beginning to be stunned. You know, who is this person talking? So Jesus continued to do the spiritual work. He continued witnessing to her. He turned on the spirit. By the time he spoke many things to her, and then, as you know the story, in the midst of talking, he got a word of knowledge about her life. And then when she found all, he says, you must be a prophet, or whatever. And her life was so changed and touched that she became an evangelist to her people. She went out to people and said, come and hear about this man who tell me everything about myself. And he must be a prophet, or whatever he was. And by the time Jesus had spoken to the woman, and just as the disciples were coming back, the timing was so exquisite, just as the disciples were coming back, the woman went off. And then when the disciples brought food, they said, Master, you know, if you were Chinese, chia, eat. Jesus says, I have food of which you know not of. Did anybody tap out lunch for him? Where did he get his food? Because by that time, Jesus was not feeling hungry. He was not feeling tired. He had been energized. He had been energized because he tapped into the Spirit. And Spirit energizes you. And as he tapped into the Spirit, energizes, the Bible's record, John 4, seems to show he never actually got a drink from the woman. Technically, he was still thirsty. He never literally ate any food. Technically, his body was still hungry. He still had a long journey that he came from. Technically, his body would have been tired. But all those three things disappeared because Jesus tapped upon the Spirit of the Lord. He tapped upon the Spirit of the Lord, and it was Spirit energizing the body. In the natural world, scientists and doctors will tell you, if your body doesn't eat, you will die. But the Bible says, it's not when you don't eat that you die. It's when your spirit leaves your body that you die. Thus, Jesus could live for 40 days and 40 nights without food and water. Thus, Moses could live for 40 days and 40 nights without food and water 3 times 40 days consecutively, which means that he actually went 120 days without food and water. Normal humans would have died. Wow, you say he really pushed himself, didn't he? But look at what happened to his body. Do you know now why his body had perfect eyesight and why when he was 120 years old, he had the strength of a young man? Because the energy he depended on was not natural energy. The energy that he depended on was spiritual energy. And spiritual energy had the quality, even in the Old Testament, of renewing your youth. Renewing your youth. When we apply that to healing, when you're sick, in the natural, your sickness will have to have a natural cause. Correct? Either an organic cause, a chemical cause in your body, or some dysfunction in your body, genetically in your body, whatever, there's a natural cause. All viruses or bacteria, or it could be physical damage that come through an accident, or lack of nutrition in some area, and the signs of lack of nutrition are in your body, as you know. I think lack of vitamin B or whatever, there's beriberi, vitamin C, scurvy, and all the different things, lack of different nutrients. There is always a physical cause, correct? You need to apply this in the healing in this manner. That whatever the natural cause, the spiritual can supply. The spiritual can supply. For in Christ you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. If you believe that the Spirit can supply every need in your physical body, then that's how much the Spirit will move in your life. Whatever lack in your body. Of course, we don't mean to share this message to those who purposefully neglect their body, purposefully who are not good stewards in taking care of their body, or purposefully who are just negligent in their area and they're trying this as a shortcut. We're not talking about those people. We're talking about those who have done your best with all that you have. You nourish yourself the best that you know how. You've done every physical thing to what I would say, being a good steward to your own physical body. And yet it was not enough. Then, look to the Spirit. Look to the Spirit to do something that you could not do physically. To the Spirit to treat the natural cause. As you know, all physical ailments have a physical cause. Sometimes they are not discovered yet. Sometimes they are known. But whatever the physical cause, the spiritual have a dimension of affecting the physical. So when you believe in this second point for healing, to believe that the spiritual dimension can supply whatever needs that your body needs, whether to drive out a bacteria, sickness or disease, or to supplement whatever is lacking in your body, or whatever way to technically create new cells, tissues in your body, the spiritual is more than enough. Because, you know why? Everything came from the spiritual. It's the spiritual that first created your physical body. And we are returning back to the original source of creation itself. So tonight is your night for that. Now, because all of you here would need renewal of your body in certain level, I'm not going to give a call for that, but I'm going to pray for you while you're in your seat. But I'm going to pray especially for those who I know you have a physical needs in your body. Jonathan, would you come here? Dr. Joshua, you will come. We're going to pray for a miracle in your eyes. And let me sense out different things. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. There's a bladder condition on the sixth row. Right. If you have that, just come right down. And thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for different areas. And let's all stretch off our hands towards these here. Sakabrahashadada mahongabrahashadadamas. And stand around. Sakabrahabashadamas. We ask Grace to hold your glasses first, Dr. Joshua, so you can lay hands on your eyes. Okay, you can stand there first. Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all your wonders and your signs and all that you are doing. We thank you, Father, for all your promises that you continue to bring forth. And Father, we know that Joshua himself is a medical doctor. He knows all that is necessary for a miracle. So, Father, we thank you that you could do an operation in his eyes, in a way and in a dimension that no natural can do. Because he has been faithful, Lord, working hard, supplying the needs of his whole family, trying to keep everything running together, paying great expenses, oh God, to take care of the two children and all that he has, and the burdens that he has. Thank you, Father, for your special work and touch in his life. That he would know, Father, you love him. You're a great and merciful God. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray for her first. Yeah. Stretch for her. Pray for her first. I'll reserve for you afterwards. Thank you, Lord. Just receive all that you need for healing, Ruby. All that you need in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Jonathan, how have you been? Okay. You still sometimes have a little bit of this headache, like pressure in your head. It comes to you. Do you have that? Comes to you. Better now? Okay. Lord, touch and heal you. And know the mercies of God upon your life. And I know the responsibility of the family is coming upon you stronger than ever before. And you need to rise up to the place where God wants you to be. And I know that you're having physiotherapy, you still continue that, right?
No.
Not so much now. You're gone with that? Okay. But the Lord wants you to continue to exercise that in your life because he wants to heal you perfectly. So they got full restoration of all your limbs, all your organs, all your tissues. And while they're praying, I'd like you to walk with me up and down. Yeah, just walk with me up and down. As the Lord strengthens you this way, up here and down. Yes, yes, continue walking. As the Lord strengthens you. As the Lord strengthens you. As the Lord strengthens you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Yes. 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 As you walk, you feel more energy flowing through you. And the Lord will restore you, Jonathan. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for strengthening Jonathan. Thank you, Lord, for giving him all the years of life that you said you would give to him. Thank you for your mercies there upon his life. We worship you, Father. And we thank you, Father, that your mercies are great. Your mercies are so great. And thank you, Father, for this connection of the nerves that need to be strongly connected, to connect them back perfectly from the brain to the spinal cord to every blood vessel and tissue in this physical body. We thank you, Father, for all your grace and your mercy in all your goodness into each heart and each life. Thank you, Lord, all the blood vessels in him. Thank you, Lord. There's a power of God going through your back in the upper area of your cerebral cortex and also back in the area of your backbone, the upper backbone of your vertebrae. Lord is touching you in that area. And you find a heat in that area. From time to time after tonight, you might feel a heat in your areas of your backbone and also a certain parts of your vertebrae, because the anointing of the Lord is bringing a whole recovery for you to be able to do things you could not do before. Lord touches you, strengthens you. As the Lord touched Jonathan, everyone here in this place who need renewal of their strength and youth, lift up your hands where you are and begin to just sing in the Spirit and receive the renewal in your heart and mind, including those online. Angala bhanga maria deri adara manjengala manga brahma shiada namaramas yanga bala madeka madeka tana maga madeka mashtaramas ya la la. As you pray in the Spirit, it will be different tonight. As you pray in the Spirit, feel the energizing upon your body. Turn your consciousness to sense the energizing of your spirit upon your body. Alaka vrashyala manga prabalaka prabashadala batakala bash arabada bash arabachadara batakala 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 bash arabachakara batsadara bakabahinga nangahange angalama. Then just enjoy the Spirit as it energizes your physical body. Angalenga manenga lamanga manenga lamash aramanga manenga manenga lamanga lamash aramanga manenga manenga lamanga manenga lamash aramanga manenga lamanga lamanga lamash yanga bara manenga lamanga lamanga lamash yanga bara manenga lamanga lamanga lamash gara manenga lamanga 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 lamash ajanga manenga lamanga lamanga lamash sangara manenga lamanga manenga lamash Naranga manjangala manzangala manzangala mas Sangala manjangala manjangala manzangala mas Arabaji gibiri gibiri adara manjangala mas Siriana la manga manjangala 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 mas Ngara manjangala manjangala manzangala mas Nziga manjangala 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 mas Sege meri adara manjangala manzangala manjangala manjangala mas Ora manjangala manjangala rabashi adara manzangala mas Amanenge meri anara masara namas. Thank you, Jesus. Alamanenga ramasanga ramanenga mas. Yanga bajenga ramas sara ramanenga ramas. Sara ramanenga ramas sara ramas. Seri anara masara ramas seri amas. Thank you, Lord. Quicken the spirit, man. Quicken the spirit, man. Quicken the spirit, man. Oh, Jonathan, Lord. Oh, quicken the spirit, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let Jonathan feel the fullness of your love. Let him feel the fullness of your love upon his life, Father. How much you love him, Lord. Oh, Ramaja, in the reality of the spirit realm. Adahala Gabrabash. Karamahangamate Karamasti Adaramas. Thank you, Jesus. We consecrate ourselves to you, Father. Consecrate ourselves to you. God, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Continue to energize him. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. How's your stomach since yesterday? Is okay now?
Yes, okay.
Oh, very good. God is good. He's right here, touching and healing you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Halaba hangi bere atara mahazara hanga ba iri atara mastara namasi adara mas. Were you on the fifth row just now? Sixth row just now? Yeah. Okay. Do you have a bladder problem? When at night sometimes he has a bladder condition. Does he have that? He does have? Okay. Don't have one. Okay. So we're gonna pray for you. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy. We worship you, O Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Lord, for all your seal and work in this life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You came for something? You came for him. Okay. God prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, try and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be love to receive more energy. You always love to receive more and more energy each time. Your heart just wants more. The Lord bless you for that. God, prepare me. Would you hold her glasses? She came for prayer. Eyesight, right? Yes. Hold it for her. Close your eyes, we're gonna pray for your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. you, Lord, restore these eyes. Restore these eyes, Lord.
I'll be a living sanctuary for you, God. Prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary.
Receive that which you came forward for. Thank you, Lord. Touch him in Jesus' name. Not only does the Lord touch and heal you, he give you an anointing to heal the sick. That will be on your hands. From this day forward, your hands will burn with fire so that you know his healing anointing is on your life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for truth.
Thank you, Lord, for your spirit beings that work with you, that energize your people. Thank you, Father, for all that you're energizing. As your people reach out to you with simplicity of heart. Thank you, Father, for the supernatural that flow through your life as a spirit traverse into the physical. Thank you, Father, for all your mercies and grace. And we give you praise, we give you worship. We bless you, Lord Jesus, you're above all. Your kingdom is here. Your kingdom has come. And we proclaim your kingdom and the rule and reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Enga bla hashtara mahanga madenkala moshtara masteria talamas gabra basiara ramas saranamas sharada rama. Now I remember something. Remember when you had the abdominal situation and all those things? It's related to something, your bladder urinary tract. We might not have realized that, but let's ask the Lord for complete restoration in that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Amahasarada Mahasarada Masarada Mas. Oh Rabahate Kala Mahangabas. Thank you, Lord. And with you too, there's a healing anointing on your hands. And put these hands over your abdomen. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Salamara Mahajadara Mahasarada Mas. Sharada Mahangabara Mahadagala Mahazanga Mahazangala Mahangabarebas Adinga Mahazanara Mahangamadangala Mahangabariana Orada Mala. All over the place, renew their youth, Father. Renew their youth and their strength. Allahangabrabashadarabas Ndekabalahasikamorabahashakabadakalabas. Let years be taken from their bodies. Let all the sicknesses and diseases that come as a result of aging, whether it be osteoporosis or any ailments that come with aging of the physical body, remove it from this here. Remove it, Father. Renew their youth as eagles. Renew their youth as eagles. Renew their youth as eagles, Father. Let them have the energy of youth. It's as if they are 18 or 19 or 20 or 21 years old. Oh Lord, renew the youth. Renew their youth, God. Allah kabra shekabra bacha kalabas. Ekabala kabra boshtiada la mokabra bashtada la mangabade kabasodora matika. Renew their youth, Lord. Renew their youth. Even those online, and various prayer requests have been given to us, release that upon each life. Asada la baha kabraba shiada la base kabare kebiri atala kabaraba shiada la base. Renew their youth, Lord. Renew their youth. Falaha kabarabas shiadarabas. Yagabrabush doramade kalabas sariatalabas. Yagabrabade kalabas sararabas. Yagalaman saralaba kabate kalabas. Nadagalaman zagalamade kabariatalabas. Lord, ahale kamade kalabas. Some whose knees are a problem because of youth, because of old age, Lord, let their knees be renewed. Alabasha kabaja kalabash. Some of you have difficulty bending your knees on the second row. God touch and heal you. Alabasha, so that you could have flexibility in your knees. Alakabrabase kabaja kalabasha kabash. All the ailments that come with age, God remove from you. And renew your youth. Allah kabashe kabrabase kabrobatat alabas. Yagalagubros in the alabashta. Yanga mazagalabashe kabrabastalamangabati kabas. Seriatalabashto romangabrabas yadalabas. Yanalabakabrabastalabas. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Lord. Philip, would you raise your hands to the Lord? Lord, renew your youth. Sometimes in the night, you always need to go to the toilet. Quite frequently, in the wee hours of the night, you wake up and there's pressure on your bladder. All these things come and your prostate glands is being touched. The bladder is being touched and your kidneys are being touched. The Lord touch you, renew you, because you said to the Lord, and I hear this prayer that you pray to the Lord. He said, Lord, give me strength to serve you all the days of my life, even to the last breath that I have. You want to serve God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the Lord renews your youth as an eagle. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Le gabrahashe gabrabashtara bade kalabasara ramas. Ingabrabashtara bade kalabasara ramande kibiri ataramas. Ingabrabashtara basara rabate kabas. Thank you, Lord. Abahashara rabahasara rabas. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in each heart, in each life, in each soul, in each physical body. We thank you that Jesus, our Lord, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And being here tonight is as if Jesus himself was here, physically, even though he is here spiritually. And we are the intermediaries to channel his physical presence into each life. We thank you, Father, for the canopy about each person and the work that you have done in energizing your healing touch upon each body. We thank you, Father, for that conversion of spiritual energy into something natural that the physical body needs. And the substance of the spiritual substance energizes each body in accordance to the body's needs. In a miracle of cells, in a miracle of healing, in a miracle in each area, we thank you, you energize accordingly. And we stand and we give you praise and worship for all that you do. We give you all the glory, praise and worship. We thank you for all that you continue to do in these 4 more days of miracle services. That you complete all that you want to do in each physical body. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We give you a clap offering.